fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 30th day of June, the last day of June. The prepper tip of the day is to learn how to properly sharpen all tools. Since we got some time here, we'll talk about that a little bit. Usually you think of scissors and knives when you think about sharpening tools. Now, of course, they need to be sharpened also. A sharp tool is less dangerous than one that's not sharp. Now, why is that? Well, you're going to be cutting longer with a dull knife or scissors, pressing harder with a dull knife. An axe, using an axe is hard manual labor, or a hatchet or a tomahawk. It's hard manual labor, and it goes a lot quicker to cut down that sapling or cut a limb off of a tree or cut down a tree with a hatchet or an axe if it's sharp. And you're less likely to have accidents with a sharp axe than you are with one that's dull, of course. Chainsaws, well, whenever I go out into the bush with my chainsaw or out to work with it, I always have a sharp blade on the chainsaw and 2 nicely sharpened blades with me. So I can, when the chain starts getting dull, I can change it out and get back to work. When your chainsaw starts throwing powder instead of chips, that's when you know it needs to be changed. Or when it starts cutting sideways instead of straight, that's another way to know that your chainsaw needs change, a new blade on it, a new chain on it. Now, most men around here, they don't wear protective equipment when they use their chainsaws. I understand that. I respect it. Myself, I wear Kevlar chaps and leather boots. I wear a hard hat with earmuffs and a face shield. And, I wear leather gloves. Now, you can see the marks on the leather chaps where they have done their job. But where I accidentally touched my leg a little bit with a chain and saw that was still spinning, doesn't take much. Some of the most horrible cuts that you can imagine happen with a chainsaw. They really do. And men who work with chainsaws for decades still have accidents. They do. It happens. The tree itself can hurt you. And we've got men in our area that are in cemeteries. They're dead. They're deceased because what we call a widowmaker. A widowmaker is a tree that's very dead. It has branches that are very near coming loose and falling. So the man is cutting the chainsaw, and one of the dead branches comes loose, drops down, and kills him, or severely injures him. There was a witness on a murder case I was working on. He worked as a professional logger, and he managed to get his lower leg in between two moving logs and lost the lower portion of his leg in that accident. Very tough, athletic guy. He was able to get back to work. But these chainsaws and working in the forest is quite dangerous. It really is. Things we routinely do here in the country can be quite dangerous. Operating a tractor, for example. These tractors have a very high center of gravity, very high. It doesn't take much to tip them over. It really doesn't take much to tip them over. I know when I first started learning to drive the Kubota, I just got out in a big empty field where I could cause no harm, and I just practiced. I practiced and I practiced learning how to go forward, go backwards, apply the brakes, go through the different gear shifts, learn how to operate the bucket on the front, learn how to operate the bush hog, and so forth. And I'm pretty good at it now. I've been operating a tractor now for 20 years, and I actually more like 23 years. I'm actually pretty good at operating a Kubota tractor safely and efficiently. Getting back to sharpening tools, tools need to be lubricated, otherwise they rust. If they have wood handles, the wood handles need to be replaced when they get damaged, and they will get damaged. Wood handles on axes and tomahawks and hatchets and so forth, they do eventually break or become damaged through normal use. You don't have to be using them in an improper method to cause harm. Same thing with sledgehammers. Those handles, if you got a wood handle on a sledgehammer, they eventually need to be replaced also. Now, I've replaced the heads on many axes and sledgehammers and axes and hatchets and tomahawks and so forth. Actually, the axes, the handles on the tomahawks are pretty easy because it's simply a friction fit on the tomahawks. Learn how to do that. Learn how to sharpen knives properly. Learn how to sharpen an axe properly. Same thing with tomahawks and hatchets. Get a chainsaw sharpener. You can sharpen them by hand. There's special tools that help you hold the round file at the proper angle, which I can do that. I also have an electric chainsaw sharpener, which is a lot quicker and gives you a really nice finish to the chains for the chainsaw. So just do that. I know when I go out into the field with my chainsaw, I have a repair kit, maintenance kit, just for the chainsaw. It's for the chainsaw and the line trimmer both. I got similar tools for both implements. And it's just part of going out into the field to do work with a line trimmer or a chainsaw, is to have the proper tools. Make sure you've got the bar oil for the chainsaw, of course, the proper mix for the two-cycle engine, oil-gasoline mix. Which brings up something. If you have two-cycle engines, which could be line trimmers, chainsaws, leaf blowers, you might want to try AMSOIL two-cycle, because it's the same mix for all two-cycle engines. A friend of mine, he may or may not be listening, he had a really nice new German chainsaw that he ruined it by putting the wrong mix in there. Okay, I just got a note here from my engineer that John from Tennessee called in, that the Supreme Court just made the ruling that he wanted to tell us all about.
Okay.
Is John there? Are you there, John?
I am. They just ruled a couple minutes ago to limit the EPA's power to put restrictions on power plant emissions. So the idea is that the Supreme Court decision could derail Biden's climate plan. This is big, John, because if they rule against the EPA having the authority to enact laws, then it would trickle down eventually to all administrative law. So basically, the idea of green power being enforced or being forced upon us, they don't have the right. And the Supreme Court just told the EPA that they did not have the right. So I wanted to let people know.
Okay, well, this is a game changer, to say the least. It really is. Thanks
right.
for the call, John.
Appreciate it.
Okay, the call number is 518. Excuse, disregard, 512-248-8252. We'll have Brady on tomorrow talking about the Liberator rocket heater. This is our slow time, typically, as you want your order in for your Liberator rocket heater. It's an amazing piece of equipment. It burns, safely burns, pine and cedar. We're not aware of it. Well, there may be one or two others, but they cost twice as much as a Liberator rocket heater. We have a wood-burning stove that has no smoke. Once it gets to operating temperature, which takes 5 to 7 minutes, a little bit of smoke during that period of time. There's no smoke after we get to operating temperature because we have nearly complete combustion, rated at 99.5% efficient, according to the EPA. I recall a few years ago when the EPA changed the standards for wood-burning stoves and how most companies would go out of business because they couldn't meet those standards. Well, we met the standards. We met them and surpassed them. We've met them and surpassed them. For about $3,000, you get a complete package of everything you need. Liberator rocket heater, pellet hopper, everything ready to go to install in your home. And stay warm and cozy all night long and save money. That's a pretty good deal. Everybody wants to stay warm and cozy. Everybody wants to save money. I've known quite a few multimillionaires. Even they enjoy saving money. Believe it or not, they do. So the year's half over. We're in the summertime. It'll start cooling off in about 4 or 5 months. And that's when you're going to want to have some a nice new wood-burning appliance in your home, the Liberator rocket heater. The quicker you get your order in, the quicker you take delivery. You don't want to go for a month or two of higher heating bills than you need. And we got people saving 75% on their heating bills, whether it's firewood that they buy or natural gas or propane or heating oil. They're saving about 75% because the Liberator rocket heater is so efficient. Now, it comes in a very attractive satin black color. There's optional colors that you can buy if you want. And so check that out and make sure you get exactly what you want. I use the term to do it now while you can, a lot. He who hesitates is lost. I'm not sure where that quote comes from. He who hesitates is lost. That could easily apply to the Liberator rocket heater. He who hesitates is lost when it comes to the energy cleaner. You've lost the time that you could have had to do the things that you've been putting off because of arthritis pain, because of lack of sleep. Go dancing with your honey, walk in the park, ride a bicycle, play golf, play tennis, go hunting, go fishing, whatever it might be. Or work, go out in the woods and cut trees. You don't do it, or you do less of it because of the arthritis pain. That's where the energy cleaner comes in. We'll be talking more about that at the bottom of the hour with Tom Berryhill. We're in a tactical retreat. Us Americans are in a tactical retreat. We're going to lose a lot of our fellow Americans the next 6 months because they took the clot shot. They either thought it was a great deal or they were coerced by their employer to do it, even though they didn't particularly want it. I got a note here from one of our listeners. I'm going to read this note here about some fairly well-known people that have had issues. Let's see if I can find that here real quick. Okay, let's see. Here it is here. Nope, that's not it. Okay, I need to go to old mail. It'll pop up there. Okay. Well, it's hard to do this and do a radio show at the same time, to say the least. But here we go. The singer, Justin Bieber, 28 years old, half his face is paralyzed. His young wife, beautiful young wife, had a small blood clot in her brain and suffered a stroke at age 25. Miss Brazil of 2018 just died from massive bleeding and a heart attack at the age of 27. National Basketball Association star Caleb Swanigan just died suddenly at age 25. Well, there's hundreds of more of examples, but those are some examples that I hope will get some people's attention. We got a caller on hold here. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
It's interesting. I just saw an article this morning by Mercola. It's about this fellow, you might or might not have heard of him, John P. Moore, Director of Immunology, Director of the Weill Cornell Medical Center or Medical Facility, whatever that is. He is talking about the effectiveness of vaccines and boosting. And gives an interview to CBS. Mercola dissects the interview. But there he's presenting that the boosted apparently have about the same rate of infection with COVID these days, and it's much higher because of these cold-like lower variants, BA variants probably, but that the boosted have about twice the incidence of the unboosted vaccinated people. So the boosting is apparently causing them to catch it more. Now, what he claims, this John P. Moore, he claims that that the key is that the vaccines and even the boosting give longer protection against severe illness. But actually, he presents no data supporting his statement. But of course, based on his position as director, you would tend to think that that is valid information. I don't know. And that's a question that hasn't really been
biased information. I would think it's biased information, but go ahead, Dave.
Well, you know, these are suppositions on both ends. And I think the problem is, I don't know, good information about that, that can show us. And even the data sets that we're getting, of course, are sometimes manipulated and, not merely just flawed, but, purposely manipulated. But anyway, I thought it was funny that this was John P. Moore, professor of immunology. But if you look at Mercola's article, he goes on and on with data and different things and observations and really analyzes and dissects that news piece. And I thought it was very interesting to show how CBS was being deceptive in some of the things they said, the way they couched statements, which their statements were not, didn't represent accurately what was being shown there. They, you know, they slanted it. So I'll send you that in email, John. You can look at it.
Okay. All right.
It's interesting.
Right. Okay. Thanks. Well, thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. They're killing us. The COVID vaccinations are a depopulation tool. More human beings will die this calendar year, which is now half over as of today, than any calendar year since records have been kept. We have a break. We'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear-thinking consensus or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I talk about this a lot. There was a miniseries back in the mid-1980s. The title of it was America, spelled with a K instead of a C, America. Hugely, hugely popular. The miniseries begins with America having been taken over by the Russians 10 years before. That was the beginning point of the miniseries. They never say how that took place. However, the novel on which the miniseries was based did. In the prologue. In the prologue, they say how America was taken over by the Russians. It was with an EMP attack. So this has been in the public eye for decades, the whole threat of EMP. I had a Dodge specialist modify my 1988 Dodge 3/4 ton full-size van to eliminate all transistors, resistors, and diodes so that it would be EMP proof. I did that in the early 90s. I still have that Dodge. It's in retirement. It's in comfortable retirement, waiting for fresh gas and a fresh battery if I ever need it again. Hopefully I won't. But I could drive that vehicle again if I needed to. You don't need to go to that extent anymore. You know, to do that, to have a mechanic do that now would probably cost you between $1,000 and $2,000, you know, easily, to retrofit a modern vehicle to eliminate all transistors, resistors, and diodes. No, all you need is an EMP shield. And there's a bonus. My listeners have been grandfathered in for a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. That's pretty nice. Most people get them for their cars. I have my vehicles are protected. I ship them to my daughter, my son-in-law, my grandchildren, three grandchildren. All the way, well, the two youngest ones will be driving as of next month, or 2 months, I should say, in August. And I have one on both my homes, ready to go if needed. It gives me peace of mind. It really does. Whenever I have a visitor, I take them to where the circuit breaker box is, and I show them the little square that has a LED light on it that's green, and I tell them, this tells me two things, that the EMP shield device is installed and it's working. Same thing with the EMP shield on my car. It's this little red light that flashes. It tells me it's installed and it's working. So if you want some peace of mind, get yourself EMP shield devices for your motor vehicles and for your home. There's a bonus for the home, of course. That would be lightning protection backed up by a $25,000 insurance policy. That's another pretty good deal there. Now, this is the real deal. This is the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their vehicles and their equipment, EMP shield devices, at thelibertyman.com. Tom Berryhill will join us here at the bottom of the hour. We'll be talking about the energy cleaner for a little bit. Tomorrow morning, Tom will be back. We'll be talking about emergency survival communications, ham radio. We'll have... I'm not sure if we're going to have one of the doctors yet tomorrow or not. It would be either Dr. Pete or Dr. Huff. I'm not sure either one will be available tomorrow. And, of course, Brady will be on with us talking about the Liberator rocket heaters, bringing us up to speed on the manufacturing in beautiful Bourbon, Missouri, on Old Route 66. To drive that highway, I drive that highway in my motorcycle and my sports car because it's a very pleasant drive. There's hardly any semi-tractor trailers. And it's just a reminder of where this country's come in the last half century, because that little two-lane highway used to be the only road between Chicago and Los Angeles, Route 66. A lot of history there. A lot of history, and there's still Route 66 motels that are open, Route 66 restaurants, and so forth. A lot of history on the old Route 66. So that'll finish out the week, and of course tomorrow it will be July. We got the national holiday coming up. We will have the day off Monday. We'll be playing an archive next Monday. Next live show will be Tuesday. We got a caller and holder, John in Colorado. Good morning, John.
Hello, John. This is John. Yeah, I finally got myself ensconced in Colorado, me and my wife, and back to having you on early in the morning to get my walks back again with a nice sunrise, but it's good to hear you. I'm sorry I couldn't get on with Dr. Horowitz. I just want to say he had a great wealth of information, and I couldn't respond because I was busy with something else, but I just want to call and say hello again, and looking forward to the same info you've got. One other thing, this back is Dr. Wilbert still around? I know the last time we talked, he had an accident, and
he is still recovering. I do not. He discontinued his cell phone. I don't have contact information for him. I hope he's doing better, but I really don't know.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
I'll be talking to you in the future.
Thank you, sir.
Take care now.
Yeah, Brian, the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Mayonnaise causes shooting death in Georgia. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. A man shot two employees at a Subway after complaining that there was too much mayonnaise on his sandwich. One of the employees is dead and the other is in critical condition. A 36-year-old man has been arrested. What we have in this country is not a gun problem. It is clearly a mental health problem. Senseless violence with and without firearms is becoming commonplace. Pushing people off Subway platforms, random attacks on the streets, fights on airplanes, violent crime rates are skyrocketing, especially in cities. This is not a gun problem or even a partisan problem. This is a community and basic humanity problem. Predictably, vile speech has turned into vile behavior. Basic respect and human decency are fading fast. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there on my forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. Exclusive content. This is a big deal. It's a massive worldwide internet. Found nowhere else on the internet. That would be my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist. His article is published once or twice a week, going back to January, February timeframe. And the latest intelligence briefing, published every 48 hours on Monday and every 24 hours Tuesday through Friday, published by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent with U.S. military intelligence. It's a compendium of articles from around the world. And, of course, the energy cleaner. We'll be talking with Tom Berryhill here in a moment about that. And good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Well, sir, you are the manufacturer. You're the one and the only one man who manufactures the energy cleaner. You don't have any assistants, do you, sir?
I used to, but not any longer. I've bought additional equipment to speed it up, automate things a little bit, and I do it single-handedly, and I'm vertically integrated, as they would say, John. I don't go for any outside assistance other than raw materials. And that right there is almost a full-time job.
Well, it's become more so. And I know we've talked a lot about getting your hands on these computer chips, but there's been other things that should be commonly available, like springs. Well, tell us about getting the springs.
Yeah, the springs for the battery holders were getting difficult to obtain. I did get some more of those, and I'm actually going to have them custom made for me. I will farm that part out. I was thinking about buying a spring machine that would actually wind them.
Right.
But you can only do so much, you know, and that would just be the labor. You set it up and it would go, but then it would sit for long periods of time. So it's just not economically feasible. I do have a smaller machine that is manually operated that can make the springs if I absolutely have to, or modify the design a little bit and use something different. But, John, it's just like a moving target, getting these parts, figuring out how to do workarounds when certain things aren't available, and it is definitely a moving target.
Well, it is, and I talked to the guys who were at Liberated Rocket Heater. They've had some issues getting raw material also. Well, Tom, we'd like to give our disclaimer. It's a good time to do that, sir, if you would like to.
Yes, absolutely. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Tom, I was talking to a woman yesterday about the energy cleaner. Her brother recommended energy cleaner for their mother, who's had some surgery and issues with pain following the surgery. And she's probably listening right now. The first thing she asked me last night was, is this a TENS unit? And most commonly, people mistake the energy cleaner for either a TENS unit or a Rife frequency generator, don't they, sir?
That's right, and it's not. It's an electrostatic voltage generator where we alternate the polarity on a fixed cycle, and then also there is an algorithm that's encoded via the software that puts out what's called a radionic signature. And radionics is another type of science that would take so much time to go into. We'd be on here for days. So people can do their own research if they wish to, but
well,
that's how it works, and that's what we do.
I know there's a book we recommend, or a couple of books. Would you want to recommend a book or two for people to do further research?
Probably one of the best books I've ever seen on the subject of radionics was by Dr. Hieronymus. If you can find a book, it's very expensive because they've been out of print for years, and he's passed on, and so did his wife. Unfortunately, if you do get your hands on one of those books, I've seen them on eBay in excess of $200 a copy. If you do get your hands on one, you better have a yellow notepad, legal size, on the side to make your own notes, because there's no index. They started publishing that book, John, before they could compile the index. So if you have to look back for something, you better put tabs on the pages or make your own index for it. It's hard to follow because of that. But Dr. Hieronymus must have kept every shred of paper, every letter, everything, all of his scientific notes and everything through his whole life, because a lot of those are published in that book. There's a lot of information in there. It's an ancient science that's being used again in various forms of energy healing and things like that. I think if somebody just read these letters that Dr. Hieronymus has published in his book, where he corresponded with various people with illnesses as well as other practitioners, I think you'd be surprised and what was going on with this. And this most of his early work was in the late 1940s and and throughout the 1950s. And he started in Kansas City, Missouri, and then he moved to Georgia and spent the rest of his life there.
All right. Well, do we have a title for one of those books, by any chance?
Boy, John, the one I'm thinking of has a green cover, and it is, I think it's just called Dr. T. Galen Hieronymus. Thomas Galen Hieronymus was his name, in the autobiography of an advanced scientist. And he was an advanced scientist, that's for sure. You know, when we meet, I'll bring that book along and let you thumb through it while we're at the restaurant. I think you'll find it fascinating. If you just read the preface to that book, that alone would make you not want to set it down.
Wasn't there
another
author named Weber that had a book also?
No, I'm not familiar with that one. With that one, John.
How about The Body Electric?
That's a good book. That's a very good book. And another one would be The Secret Life of Plants.
Right.
I have those books, and I can't remember the author's name. We mentioned it on your show
Robert Becker, The Body Electric.
Probably. Yeah, Becker. Yeah, Robert he was Becker. Out of, I believe he was in the New Orleans area. It was a Tulane University, I believe. He may have even taught there. I don't remember. But yes, The Body Electric is an excellent, excellent book. And actually, there's parts of that book that kind of, in a way, describe what we're doing with the energy cleaner.
Yes. Well,
so there's some good books if you can get your hands on them.
Energy cleaner is not a TENS unit. It is not a right frequency generator. It's a electronic healing device that puts out an electrostatic signal. It goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. We focus on two things: pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. About half the people in this country have either issues with pain or sleep or both. It's a huge, massive problem, a multi-billion-dollar industry servicing the needs of those people. And we do it for $285, don't we, Tom?
Yes, we do, John. It's a small price to pay. If somebody's on numerous pharmaceutical drugs, there's a good chance they can cut the dosage way down, or in some cases eliminate the use of some of those products along with their medical professional helping them. You can't just do it cold turkey, but you need a little bit of help. But I know of several cases where people were able to eliminate all of the pharmaceutical products they were taking by using the energy cleaner. So it's different for everybody, but it is something to look into. You pay every month for those pharmaceutical products. You pay one time for the energy cleaner, and then it works out to around $1 per month for the cost of the batteries, which you change on an annual basis.
Right.
You change your batteries every 12 months.
About half my customers are repeat business. You need an energy cleaner, you need a mattress pad to go with it, and or a micro plush throw. For all you current energy cleaner owners, I just placed an order for 32 micro plush throws yesterday to my distributor. I'll be getting those one day next week. And they're cozy, they're comfortable, elegant, and you can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. And they're only $75, shipping included, to American zip codes. Tom, we got our first caller here. We got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have an energy cleaner. Remember, John, when I called in, and I don't remember when exactly, a few weeks back, that my blood worked better, my white count lower, and that means my immune's getting better. Did they ever hear back from the Australian study on that they're looking at that?
Well, I just shipped three more to my man in Australia, and I have not heard back from him. It's ongoing. The modality they're using is to look at people's blood through a microscope before they use energy cleaner and then after they use energy cleaner to see the difference. And they've been so impressed that they're now ordering the energy cleaner in bulk.
Well, see, I've always had a high white count, which means your immune's off, always. And I remember I had said the last one was, like, normal. I've never been, I'm serious, for years, never had normal, or what they call normal. Okay, so I just wanted to let you know, to repeat that for listeners. And then we had a huge storm here, lightning storm. So, yes, people, get your EMP shields. We had major outages in Arizona because we get big lightning storms.
Right.
And and the energy cleaner helps me, seriously. I cleaned off my whole porch. You have to know it looks like a tornado when we have storms. And I did it all by myself, and that's an accomplishment for me to watch it
sure
all down.
I'm sure it is. Well, Deborah, do you have any updates on the health of your residents where you live?
No one has passed, but I was going to call in earlier, but I was washing the porch. But anyway, okay, I wanted to put it in categories. There were 12 that suddenly, you know, passed. They were found in their home. One of the people had blood clots major in the lungs. And two had massive clots. Number two was rare cancer clots urinary. And then the third one in the group was blood clots and ended up also in the lungs and then brain cancer. But these were suddenly. These weren't, they just, it happened.
Right.
So 12 just suddenly just, their heart stopped, basically. Were right. Found in their home. Or one poor guy was outside. I felt sorry for him. Okay, so there's no one yet, again, but I put them in categories now to show that these, what the causes were.
That's very helpful, Deborah, that you're doing that. I know that, obviously, you didn't get the clot shot, but I believe the entire staff did, didn't they?
Yeah, I would say the majority, and there's only like 12 of us here, residents, that didn't get it. But they're starting to notice that there's a connection because there's too many people passing away.
And the people who did not get the clot shot remain breathing and living, and the ones who do are the ones who are dying.
Yeah, and they're out walking about, and they don't have any issues. I do have the one lady, praise God, she's back home, but she still has those blood clots in her lung, but she's home with a nursing care group. But we almost lost her, too. But anyway, so, yes, it's horrific. It's when you write it down and really see the pattern, then you can see the whole picture.
All right, right. Well, we always appreciate the call and the updates. Anything else, Deborah?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. John, I have a question.
Don't go away. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, Deborah, can you, just one more time, I know you told your story before, but your white blood count and what you went through, you say for a long time you had a higher white cell count, and then you used the energy cleaner. Can you go over your story just one more time? I'd like to hear it again myself.
Okay. Well, as a child, I've had COPD, not from smoking or anything. We don't even know what caused it. So that raised my white count because when you have infections and things, your immune system crashes, basically. Okay. So the white count was always high as a child. And then I acquired rheumatoid arthritis in my late 30s. So now it's running high again. And it's just, I don't know, it's almost like 10,000 white cells to like so many red. That's how like. Okay, so it's always been like that. I've always worked on my immune, but I never could get that countdown. So I just lived with it and watched my diet. Then I got an energy cleaner. It's been about over a year now. And I had reported, I noticed immediately that my system was, remember I'd said it was almost like an energy. I could feel like changing, like my joints got less swollen, and then it's taken time, but the pain is subsiding more. I don't take any pain meds, Okay. And then I worked on my health, of course, but I've always done that. But I went in for all my blood work. I have to go in almost every month for blood work. So always very high. Well, the last one, which was last month, they did a full thing on, and not only was my white count in the normal range, and this was a new doctor that did it for me. Everything else is normal. My heart's good, my, you know, all the counts, iron and all that. So it kind of put me, I was so excited. And he goes, wow, you're excited about that. I said, yes, I've never had in years. I'm talking from maybe age 9 or 10, all through adulthood. I'm immune compromised. So to me, it was a miracle because I had never had it come back to normal.
That's fantastic. Deborah,
thank
you for the
thank
call.
You, Deborah.
We
thank
really
you for sharing
it.
That with
really
us.
Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you so much.
We have a break. We have a last break. We'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Tom, I'm already getting inquiries about this book that Dr. Hieronymus wrote. Give us some help here. What's the title of the book?
I don't have it in front of me, so I'm going by memory, and I haven't looked at it in several years, but it has a green cover. I don't know if there was ever a hard bomb, but a green cover, and it said Dr. T. Period Galen, G-A-Y-L-E-N, Hieronymus. And Hieronymus. The autobiography of an advanced scientist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the book. I bought my copy at an estate sale, and all I wanted was that one book, and they said $20, and I said, okay, I'll take it for $20, and I said, I might want some other book. Well, here, we'll get it loaded. You have that pickup truck out there? I said, yeah. And I said, well, I can carry the book out there. Well, we'll load it up for you. What I didn't realize is they sold me all of the books for $20, and they filled up the whole back of that truck. So that was one of them that was in there. And there were some other very good books, too, one of them being The Body Electric. The Secret Life of Plants is another one. And between those three books, you can learn a lot about energy healing. I mean, you can learn probably about everything you need to know to understand what's going on.
I just put the autobiography of an advanced scientist in the Amazon search box, and they don't have it at Amazon. Okay.
The last one I saw was on eBay in excess of $200.
Okay. All right. Well, the inquiry came from a medical doctor I know, Dr. Fred. He's been called in the show a number of times.
Dr. Fred, spoken with him, he could put that book to very good use, and he needs one. He needs a copy of that.
Well maybe we can figure this out by next week, okay?
Yeah, yes.
Well, Tom, we're just about out of time here. Well, tomorrow morning we'll talk about emergency survival communications, ham radio. The Ham Fest field day was last weekend, and won't happen again until another year, will it, sir?
It'll be a year away, John, and if it's okay, I'd like to call you for just a couple minutes after we're off of here.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, and coordinate, okay. Getting together, because I need energy planners, and this will be a good time. I'm going to effective immediately a 4th of July sale. Goes until midnight, the 4th of July, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price. I refund the difference manually. Don't ask my order takers about that. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. The order line for energy cleaners and mattress pads is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. If you're mailing a check, make sure it's postmarked before midnight, Monday night, and we'll get that sale going. Thank you, Tom. We'll talk in a few minutes.
Thanks, John.
That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless Crawford County. God bless Missouri. God bless the state of Texas. And God bless the United States of Missouri.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.